Friday afternoon, March 30th. This is Craig Lewick with Scuttlebutt. I've got Ken Reed on the phone. I don't know about the rest of you guys, but I woke up this morning to the announcement that Ken had just initiated a campaign for the Volvo Ocean Race 2008-2009. Ken, thanks for joining us. How long has this been in the works?
Well, I guess technically it kind of started last September, but it's really been formally in the works since about middle of December. You know, like any sponsorship, like any program, I think you got to be lucky. And I have a friend, acquaintance, who put me in the right spot, and I talked to the right person, and it was the right time in this company's career, and they were looking to get into a sailing product line, and just amazingly, it all came together. I can't say that it hasn't been a ton of work on both sides, but it, obviously today was a spectacular day, just a great day, and just happy to kind of move on to the next phase of the program.
Now, you said earlier to me that you had just gotten off a plane from Germany. What was going on there?
Well, we've essentially did the deal about, must have been 3-plus weeks ago, almost a month ago. So we've been kind of behind the scenes running. The program has really kind of been going for almost a month and a half. So we didn't just flick a switch on yesterday. But yesterday I spent a lot of time with the management of Puma, and I'm trying to learn more about the company and more about the people who I kind of consider my partners here now for the next couple of years. And, you know, all the technical stuff of how you see, you know, we're setting up a business, and this business will be to hopefully try to create a program that can go win an around the world race. So there's a lot of work to be done, a lot of infrastructure built, and we're just taking care of a lot of those steps.
You had said that stuff like this kind of happens by happenstance. It wasn't something you were aggressively pursuing?
No, not really. You know, I had a great experience when I went and did the last four legs with Ericsson this past Volvo race, and I think my enthusiasm towards the experience and toward the guys that I sail with and the program itself, I just had fun talking about it. So all of a sudden I found myself doing kind of a lecture tour. Jerry Kirby and I cruise around, did a lecture tour, and, you know, go to dinner with some people, and before you know it, just hanging out one night and with a person who happens to be close to the part of the management at Puma, and we're talking about the Volvo race, and, you know, this kind of makes sense for this company. And yeah, no, I never really pursued it, but once it became an option, I can say that I aggressively pursued it. But this is not something that I woke up one morning and told Kathy that, hey, I got to do the around the world race.
Now, you've done the America's Cup twice?
Actually, three times. I got a couple emails already from the people who I sailed in 1995 with, and on the PAC 95 program. Hey, what about
I think I saw it in print twice, but it's actually been three times. Let the record stand. And you've done parts of the Volvo Ocean Race in the past.
Yes.
So you've been a part of, you know, what is arguably the two Grand Prix, Ultra Grand Prix events our sports have to offer. Do you find one a more intriguing than the other, or
they're completely different animals, quite frankly? And after the last couple cups, I had great experiences, and I was tired. I was kind of tired of the whole thing, and we had several chances to go do it again this time, I just wasn't up to it, quite frankly. I didn't have the energy when the offers came through, and put them on hold, and then after I did that Volvo stint, it's like, you know what, if I got a couple more kind of high profile events in me, I want to do this. It feels right. It's such a festival. I'm not saying by any means it's an easy sell for a corporation, but the big difference is that corporations like Ericsson and ABN came out as soon as the last race was over and said, we just had a killer experience. And Ericsson signed up a day later, you know, and these are companies spending a lot of money on these events. And when they come out and say, this is absolutely, we're getting a bargain for our marketing dollar here, doing something like the Volvo race, well, guess what? Other companies listen to that. And that was, I'm sure that the companies who sign up for this time around, we're paying attention to those comments by companies like Ericsson. So good for them to make it clear that they liked it, and you know, I just think it's a totally different atmosphere, totally different feel from an America's Cup.
Well, both events are unbelievably time-consuming. You had to have made a heck of a sell to the family.
Yeah, you know, the hardest sell, quite honestly, was my daughter. And, Kathy's been dealing with my act now for a while, so she's kind of used to it. But Tori's now 10, and this past race, when Hans Horvitz was lost overboard and her dad was out in the ocean in the same race, and she got up in the morning and read the internet, all of a sudden it's like, whoa, whoa, whoa. You know, nobody ever said that when dad goes away that he maybe couldn't come home. So that sent some, you know, reverberations through our family, and like it did, I think, a lot of families. So it's not that I had to sell her, but it has definitely taken some long nights sitting there talking about what this experience is going to be like and how it could affect her and how much fun she could have with it, and she finally bought into it. So it was a democracy in our household for sure.
All right.
So, well, let's put it this way. As far as Tori knows, it was a democracy.
Well, let's get down to the nuts and bolts. Are you guys shopping for existing boats? Are there boats available? Where do you start?
Yeah, we own ABN 2.
Excellent. Are there people that are part of this project outside of yourself that you're ready to disclose? Are there a crew that you're hooking up?
So one thing that is very clear, especially with Puma, which is a publicly held company, is that it's not that we're trying not to disclose stuff, but we're certainly going to be cautious on our announcements. But one key guy in this program is Kimo Worthington, who has kind of been involved with me now for the last month or so, and he's signed up officially to general manage, as he did the Pirates of Caribbean program, and quite frankly, I couldn't have done this without him. You know, Kimo and I have actually sailed against each other for about, it feels like, 1,000 years, and I'm just glad to be on the same team with him, and he's been a pleasure so far. Another guy I have to give a lot of credit to is a guy named Billy Lynn. Billy went to Tufts and when I was at BU, and we became friends back then, and we've been friends for years, and he had an advertising and marketing background, and he was unbelievably helpful early on when we were putting proposals together and creatives and stuff, and helping me kind of organize all that stuff. So Billy Lynn and then Kimo have been instrumental in helping get this whole thing together.
Running Grand Prix projects isn't anything new to you. This is obviously a new scale. It's nice to see you getting your turn. You know, looking back, you know, I'm sure you'd like to thank all the college sailors of your era that rolled over to let you earn the college sailor of the year. And then Bill Shore, who plucked you from your college graduation ceremony and put you to work at Shore Sales, certainly got you started in this industry. Is there anyone else that have been truly instrumental to bringing you up to this, you know, the very top tier of your sport?
Well, yeah, probably three people. Bill Shore is for sure number one on the list, and he and Moose McClintock and Doug Shore, and you're exactly right, they plucked this dumb college kid out of school and kind of set him loose, and none of this would have happened without those guys. And Bill was instrumental in just learning how to sail for me. And then after that, Dan Nearai, who was my partner when we were Shore Sails, when we bought Shore Sails and then Topstat Sails forever, and Dan had the foresight to let me do my thing, and I let him do his thing, and we were perfect partners because I had no interest in his side of the business, and he had no interest in mine. So it was a great partnership. And then Tom Whidden, who then got me involved with Dennis and a couple of America's Cups there, and ended up working for North Sails here for a number of years. And I'm taking very simply just a sabbatical away from North Sails, and with Tom's blessing and Jay Hansen's blessing. But Tom has been a wonderful kind of a person to pattern a career after, because in essence I'm doing very similar things to it, and that's what he keeps saying. You know, you got to keep doing these Grand Prix events. I would say if there's three people, it would be those three guys at the top of the list. Anyway, like you said, there's a lot of people.
Outstanding, Ken. Real quickly, last question, where are we going to find you next?
Well, we got ABN 2 showing up here in a few weeks, and we'll be sailing that soon.
Here being Newport?
Yeah, home base, by the way, is Newport. This is going to be where this program is run out of for the most part, and we're doing kind of a nice mutual relationship with George David's new. He bought the 90-foot Shockwave, which is now going to be called Rambler, which is a water ballasted boat. So we're doing the transatlantic race on that boat and the fast net race and a couple other distance races. So we'll be using that boat quite a bit as well as kind of crew evaluation and just kind of team building off of that. And then we'll be doing a lot of testing on the ABN too. So my life is about to shift to a little more offshore, and quite frankly, I can't wait.
Awesome, Ken. We appreciate you being a butthead. We appreciate you checking in with the Scuttlebutt community, and I'm sure we'll be in touch again. But for now, take care and the best of luck.
Thanks a lot, Craig. Thanks, and thanks to everybody. We'll be around. We'll see you soon. Wait till you see. And I'll offer a little tidbit. The paint job on a Puma boat, the world has never seen anything like it. These are some creative, really fun people, so it's going to be a great ride for the sport. This is going to be one really, really good sponsor for the sport of sailing, I'm convinced.
Outstanding, Ken. Well, I'm glad they connected with you. You're a great guy, and we'll look forward to more.
Okay. Take care.